How are you? Very well. Yay! Excellent stuff there. You're right up on the shelf. It's always good to see excited people sitting in that part of the theatre. The part of the theatre that is possibly the most dangerous of the entire venue. Could fall down at any moment, so... Hey! Excellent stuff there. Oh, look at you lot down here. You've got some sort of sheep with you down there. He's for me. Oh, we'll give him to me later. I'm a little bit busy at the moment. No, it's a knife. No, that can happen from time to time. People bring along agricultural livestock, you know. I didn't know we had to come with livestock. Should have come on livestock. Imagine that. They could have stolen your thunder, couldn't they? If they'd have actually ridden in on goats. Like that. You've just brought along a small gift of a sheep for me, but if they'd have, I mean, I don't know whether a goat, can you ride a goat? I'm not sure. I've never tried to, but I've never seen international goat racing. It's not going to replace the Melbourne Cup, is it? You know, I'd bloody pay money if it did. Imagine that. How good would that be? Goat racing. And they're under starter's orders now. They're on, because the good thing, they're only small goats, aren't they? So the jockeys would be sat on the goats, but their feet would be touching the floor like that, so if they fell they wouldn't hurt themselves. They could just do that. In fact, it's not cruel to the goat at all, because essentially what you're doing is you've just got a load of blokes, like, imagine the goat's not there, a load of blokes running like this. And the skill is to get the goat to stay underneath just a little. Man, you've just got to keep the goat in the, just in that area there. Don't let the goat get away. Oh, shit, I've got too much. Just stay on the goat, stay on the goat. Oh, you, it's not often that the goat jockey gets ahead of the goat. It's because of the horns, you see, the horns. They're naturally just in the sometimes if especially in those silky pants they wear, the jodhpurs, and you go too far there, the horns just press against the genital area, showcasing the cock and balls there. Oh, so always just remain there. Be good, you know, instead of the jump. Oh, no, the jumps, that for you. Because they wouldn't be able to... What was happening, right? This is happening now. I'm going to put in a grant for this. Put in a grant. Put in for a grant. From the put in a grant. Just get a bloke called Grant to turn up. Melbourne Town Hall. Hello there, who are you? I'm Grant. What are you doing here? Ross said I had to come and see you about the goat racing. No, what I was going to say about the jockeys on the goats. Oh, God, he's gone back to that. No, I'm just saying, if you know, they have the big jumps and that, what would happen is the goats would come like, get up! And they'd just stop and start eating the hedge in front of them. They'd just wait for ages till they'd eaten the hedge, and then they'd get a hole in it and they'd go through like that. And then onto the next obstacles, you know. And obviously, a goat can't leap the full-size water jumps. You'd have to build a small bridge that they could, you know, and then there'd be trolls. And that'd lead to problems, wouldn't it, you know? Who's that trapping over my bridge? It's an official goat racing event laid on by Melbourne Council and Grant. Who the hell's Grant? Don't even ask. People love it. Look at all the jockeys. Look at all the goats. What's that hunchback doing up against the front of the goat? That's a bit of collateral damage, if I'm honest, Mr. Troll. Oh, yeah, don't forget that's a troll we're talking to here. Not the internet trolls. They're just not as good, internet trolls. They're just bored people who are drunk or mentally ill, who just, you know, or just dicks, you know. Whereas the old-style trolls used to get angry at goats crossing bridges. You know, the internet trolls, they just like to call celebrity women fat, and it's not the same. It's just not the same. Oh, you're right, John, I'm having a bit of a cough. Have you got the same thing as me? What the hell is it? I mean, I know this building. I mean, I love this building. It's one of my favourite theatres in the world. But I mean, let's be honest, it's not new, is it? And, no, the thing is like this. You want to see the dressing rooms out the back there? It's unbelievable. Oh, she's gone again. That's good, isn't it? Look, you've got big black boots on with studs on the front. Well done. What would you call a boot like that? What would you... Give us a look. Give us a proper look. Wow, they're a mate. Like a sort of... look, everyone leaning out. I want to see the boots. Show me the boots. Show me the boots. Could you slip one off? Could you just slip one off? Slip one off and just let... You'll have to unzip them first. Oh, God, don't rip your whole leg off. Just chuck them up so I can show everyone the... That's it, just... Or just put them on the door. Don't drop it down there. Oh, God, imagine that. There's a massive orchestra pit down there. You'll never see it again. And go, did you enjoy the show? Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, I lost my shoe, obviously, but, you know, didn't mind it at all there. Look at this. Sorry, I just wanted to... Look at that for a boot. It's a sort of a oh! Who knew? Who knew that there was a coach party of cobbling enthusiasts? Oh, that's one of the finest examples of a boot I've seen in a long time. It has both a buckle and a zip type affair. And the added, what, who would do that? Oh, pied-à-terre. Is that the... Amazing! There's me thinking it was some sort of fantastic designer boot. Ah, what boot is this? It is Melbourne Fashion Week. I need to find a pied-à-terre. And she said, I don't know. My mum got me them from the Salvos. Yes! Amazing. Grab that and what? Incredible. You know what I like? I love the fact that you could have pretended and just gone, oh, yeah, because I've got no idea. No bugger all about fashion. You might have noticed. And before anyone says, no, it's not pajamas. So shut your face. Just, you know, it allows ease of movement. Oh, your mum got them. Look at the way you just went, $7? Unbelievable. That's good on the Salvos, that's what I say. You know, I would have thought they'd charge more. They're a fancy boot there, aren't they? For $7, I would have said at least 10. How do they afford the brass instrumentation? You know, tubas are very expensive. You know. Oh, look, if we just charge twice the price for fancy boots, we could have the newest brass instruments. You know what? That's not what Jesus would have wanted, is it? I think it is. I think it says in the Bible. So, what? Where does it say in the Bible? And lo, Jesus come unto the people, and he did say, gather round, and they did gather round, and he did look upon the people, and he said, go forth and sell your shoes for twice the price that they're worth, and buy new brass instruments. Think it was at the Last Supper. Does she often just bring you back random footwear? Just boots. Oh, so it's a regular thing. Your mum turns up with more boots. Does she think you're a centipede? She's on the sauce, is she? She like, I just fucking can't wait. Oh, God, mum's pissed again. Right, where is the centipede girl? I've got another pair of boots. Mum, that's 50 pairs of boots. Well, that's the amount you need, isn't it? So your boots, are you a boot enthusiast or do you just...
Healthy.
It's healthy. Of course it is. Yes, it is healthy to have a mum who... Oh, what the hell was that over there? Is that somebody being murdered in a shower? Okay, suit yourselves. Well done. I don't. Why is that? It's a film with Psycho. Have you? Four of you. Brilliant. It's a bit worrying. We don't go to the cinema. Okay, suit yourself. This is a wonderful gift here. Look. I mean, somebody's gone, ooh, let's give Ross a lovely packet of organic chocolate. And then in the time it's taken them to put it on the stage, They seem to have, Oh, no, it's a note. It's a note. Oh, you evil bastards. Somebody's left that, so I've gone, oh, look at that. It's a bit of green and black organic chocolate. And I've gone to open it, and it says, task for Ross. Look at this. Invent a useless machine. Wow. What do you want me to actually build? Who is this from? Oh, well done, everyone. Well done. Hey, let's leave a note on the stage. Oh, shit. He's actually asking us now. Well, no, go on. Who left this as a task? Oh, it's always nice when someone brings a bird of prey to the show. Oh, my God, is the Beastmaster in this evening? Yeah. Why did you leave it on the stage? Why didn't you tie it to the leg of your falcon and then just release the falcon? And it could have swooped around like that, and then it just could have dropped it, and then it could have flown off, and you could have enticed it back with a piece of meat on a string. That's fantastic. Yes. Listen to that piss-weak round of applause. Listen to that. No. You daft bastard. One person, I'm going to keep going. Just for ages after everyone else has stopped. I've got a feeling at the end of the show, no pressure on you, but if you're going to start a standing ovation, it might not sweep forward. That's all I'm saying. Sort of has to start with these people here and then work back. But if you go, yeah!
Excuse me, no.
By the way, it's impossible to get a standing ovation in this venue, right?
We'll be the judge of that, Ross.
No, it is, because you see in the balcony, the massively dangerous area, it's the... yeah. The front four rows, five rows in there, like legally, it says it backstage, legally you're not allowed to stand up because the balcony there is too low and you might fall over. So even if you think it's the greatest show you've ever seen,
we can't for health and safety reasons.
Unless I was to issue each and every one of you with harnesses so that you could clip in and then clip on. Oh yeah, we enjoyed that tonight. Well done to you, Mr. No, but that'd be amazing, wouldn't it, if you brought harnesses and didn't tell me, and then at the end of the show, you like that, and then just slowly started leaning forward like that, and I went, holy shit, like that, and you went, ha-ha, like a Michael Jackson video, you just leaning forward, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum, dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, and I'd be like, no, and the ushers would be going, you can't stand, oh, they've got harnesses on. Well, or even better, what would be incredible is if all of you had got harnesses and had bungee ropes attached to it. At the end of the show, like I say, good night, and you all just go, hey! And fuck! And those people there go, ah! And you just get within, just next to their face like that, and then poof, and then, hey! Shoot back off. Like, in fact, what would be brilliant is if you went off the balcony and then you came down, pecked on a cheek, and then shot off. So the people are just like, hey, what? Like that. And it's sort of a fall and lick and then leave. Like that. Yeah, that'd be a bit of fun, wouldn't it? Just to descend from the ceiling, lick somebody, and then disappear off again. I think I've just been licked. I've just been licked. Have you been? I think somebody just licked me. What? Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Somebody just licked me as well. There's been mass lickage from the... mass lickage from the balcony. What? Excuse me a second. I have an incoming message. Strap it to the hawk, you fool! Strap it to the hawk! Oh, it says, getting heckled by somebody from Game of Thrones up the back. Right now, I'm being heckled by that kid who can't walk.
Sorry, if you've seen Game of Thrones, that makes perfect sense. If you haven't, you're probably going, that sounded offensive, that sounded deeply offensive. Some poor disabled kid just out for the night out, Noble taking the piss out of him. No, he's a fella in Game of Thrones and he can't only go like that and he can see through the bird. He doesn't go like that. He goes cross-eyed. He goes, I'm making a bird fly. No, go. Go on, fella, what did you say? I could invent a machine that did the licking. You're a bloody genius, sir. A machine that falls from a balcony that is deeply unsound and unsafe. Unsound. What? An unsound balcony. An unsafe balcony. The whole machine falls off. It's a load of rubber heads that just come down on sticks. And then is instantly retracted back to the straight back up again. What the hell was that? Noble's installed a weird licky machine that comes down and actually, no, that might encourage the wrong type down in the... No. No, we might have people stood on stepladders, you know. You know what I'm saying? Word would get round, you know what I mean? The next thing you know is you get the stepladder out. I tell you what, at the end of the show, you're not going to believe what happened. Oh, yeah. There's people sat under the balcony going, I hope this show's the best show I've ever been to. Oh, that was the best licking ever. You say, you've made that sexual. You've made it sexual. Don't blame me. You're the ones that made it filthy. What I was talking about was people who perhaps have young children who have left the house in a hurry and they've fed the children. They've got a lot of stains and stuff on the tops. You know, maybe it's a bit of ketchup on the lapel and they haven't had time to wipe it off. And they're going, oh, shit, I've got ketchup on my lapel. And after the show, I'm going out to one of St Kilda's many trendy discotheques. And oh, if only there was a way I could, say, get that licked off. Yeah. Yeah. Shame on you, you disgusting sexual individuals with a thump in the... I do that. I've got two kids. I've got a baby Noble. It's only two. And oh, that was... you don't know. She could be a freak. You don't... she's only little and she's always covered in everything. Whatever she comes in contact with, she's covered it. And I get so fed up with carrying wet wipes around, I just lick her. I don't care. I'm like a sort of, it's like a nature thing. It's like a lion, you know, with a, you know. What? No, honestly, I tell you what you said. No, seriously, if there's any new parents, you start off going, oh, let's get the wives, and oh, I've got to go. And now I don't give a shit, you know what I mean? If she's playing by them rules, I'm playing by them rules. I just pick her up. You've got chocolate on your face, have you? Sometimes I forget and do it in public, and that's a bit of a, you know, we'll be in a restaurant and she'll have a bit of soup on us. Okay. People are watching. See, people are going, that's Ross Noble over there, he's just licked a child. Just licked that child over there. Lick the child. Just do it before you go to the toilet. Just pick your child up and just lick your child like that and then just go, well, it was lovely to meet you, and then just walk off. Basically, my eldest child, right, the eldest one is like a sort of smaller version of my wife, right? She's like, you know, quite a bit too smart for her own good. And she's... that come out wrong. I implied that my wife's a bit too smart for her own good. I made a terrible error. She's just one step ahead of me at everything. I'm pretty sure. But the, and the little one, right? The little one's just, right? And I'll give you an example of, and my wife basically blames me for the way that the baby behaves, right? I mean, as if it's going to rub on. No, let's give you an example of how my genes have sort of been passed on to the child, right? My wife took the... She went to the parent-teacher meeting for the eldest one, and she took Baby Noble with her, right? So she puts Baby Noble in the little area where the kids can play, you know, the little sort of children's area. And she turns around like that, and the teacher starts saying... starts talking about the eldest child, you know, Noble June. Oh, we're very pleased with her. She's very smart. She integrates with the other kids. She's very caring. My wife's full of pride, like, you know, but she can't fully enjoy this because she can just hear in the background, bang, 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 and she turns around. This gives you an idea what the smallest child's. Baby Noble has climbed up on a bench and is smashing a fish tank with a rock. Bang, 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 bang. I got home. Apparently that was my fault. That was my fault. You'll never guess what your daughter did. She's brilliant, though. She does this thing where she doesn't say much, right? But I have to say, my kids are quite confused, right? Because, no, really, we have no idea. No, just bear in mind, right? Think of the shit that people shout at me on a day-to-day basis when we're just out trying to enjoy our lives. They're just walking along like that, and just someone will do something like that. Just go, "Hey, Ross, Ross, remember me? I was at the gig the other night, you know, when you were riding goats around the place." Okay. Children, just get in the car. Just get in the car. It's very hard to explain to a six-year-old about not talking to strangers when a van will just pull up and just go, "Oi, Ross, sweet, sweet Picatinny's!" Child's there like that, just going, "What's going on, Dad? This is a bit confusing. This doesn't happen to my friends and their dads." And I have to be honest with the child. I have to say, "Listen, if you want nice things, this has to happen." Oh, God, I was on holiday. It was a terrible situation. I'd been in Italy, so it had quite a lot of starchy food, right? And I was, yeah, and I was holding my youngest daughter, but the... we stood there like that, and I could feel... And there was a bit... But I was wearing, you know, swimming shorts with the sort of the gauze situation in there, and I thought, I've just got it if I just that, just the raise of the... Less of a pump, more of a... Just a sigh, just an arse size, you know what I mean? Just a... Just one of them. And I thought, I'll just let that... And that'll all be fine. I'm holding her like that, and I just... And I knew that, you know, when you sort of think, that's going to be fine, that'll, the gauze in there, that'll diffuse any aroma, do you know what I mean? It'll just, and that'll just float off into nature. And I went, and I stood there, and you know that moment where it just hits you and you go, "Oh, God." God. And the woman, because I was at the reception of quite a posh hotel, and the woman was working away on the computer, and I knew that it had reached her, because... I could tell, because she was working away, and this was all I saw, just in the fingers. This was the giveaway. She's working away, and she just went. And then kept going, and it was just that stuff. I went, "Oh, God." Oh, and she just looked at, I'm a terrible father. I looked at the baby, and I went, "I'll be back in a minute." What's going on down there? Two ladies have just looked down on the... It's all right, honestly, it's fine. I just looked down and two women were just hunched over like that. What was going on down there on the floor situation? There was a spider! Wow! Oh, God, that's the problem with playing spooky old theatres like this. There's a spider! Oh, my God, is that... Have you got it now? Look, everyone's shitting themselves up. Oh, thanks. The best way for the show to work is if everyone's relaxed and enjoying themselves. Now, everyone in that area is going, "We're all going to die. We're all going to have our legs just bitten to shit." Did you? Oh, God, what's... I'm sure it wasn't... Was it... What sort... Could you detect what type of spider it was? A black one. Oh. Okay, thanks, Steve Irwin. There's a black one, had all legs on it and all the rest of it. There, look at this little fucking creature. These deadly bastards, they fucking live in a theatre. They're the
Danger, danger, danger. They are the scariest of all the theatrical fucking spiders. You can tell the theatrical spiders as they approach their prey. They start kicking with all of their legs. Start spreading. There. Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad you were. That was an amazing piece of theatrical presentation. I believe that's an excerpt from the new musical Noble's working on, simply entitled Spiders. Stop looking at that. That's a shit idea for a Oh, yeah, and Cats is any different, is it? Oh, yeah, who'd want to see a musical about people dressed as spiders? It'd be a fortune for Cats. Spiders, even better. They've got more legs to do dance routines with. You know, their memories aren't as long as Cats, obviously. Memories all of her. I think I was building a web. Can't remember. Cats, it's a musical. Never mind. And also, Cats, it's quite, you know, I'm a cat, and I live in an alley, a cat, I'm a cat, and I... That's not one of the songs, I'm just... I don't know any of the other songs from Cats, so I thought I'd just invent one. I'm a cat, and I live in an alley, come and see me bury my shit. I'm guessing that's what it is. I'm a cat, I'm a cat. I'll have noisy sex in the bins. I'm a cat, I'm a cat. I'm a cat, I'm a cat. Oh, I've been hit by a car. I'm a cat. Oh, yeah, laugh it up, you sick bastards. Spider the musical, very different, especially in this country. I will fucking kill you! I will fucking kill you all! You will all fucking die! And then another spider comes out. Me too! But I'll kill you fucking quicker than him, cause I'm more fucking deadly, and I'm from Queensland. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming. That's all from me. Good night!